While it may seem that gone are the days of young children choosing playing outdoors with neighborhood kids over video games and tablets, for these elementary school students in Surrey, not so much. Their love for being outside and deep appreciation for nature comes directly from the school they learn at, a small, specialized outdoor learning program, Ecola G at East Kensington Elementary, tucked on a long stretch of road in South Surrey. I remember when I first got here and we would be outside all day, for 5 hours, and it would be amazing, shared grade 7 student Henry, who's been at the school since kindergarten. East Kensington is one of Surrey School District's outdoor land-based learning elementary schools that follows the BC curriculum with an emphasis on students being stewards of the land by learning outside daily. Visiting the hatchery and learning about the environment is another field trip East Kensington students enjoy. Contributed to Peace Arch News. As one of the smallest schools in the largest district in the province, East Kensington only has about 94 students, with a capacity for 120. For many of the school's students, the small environment tops the list of reasons they enjoy being students at East Kensington. It's small and you get to go outside a lot. Recess isn't crowded, shared Caleb, in grade 6. Henry, Caleb and Ewan have all been at the school since kindergarten and can't imagine having been at a mainstream school. The outdoor part of it is nice. It's just fun, you don't feel super constrained sitting in a desk all day. It's more open, it's better, said grade 7 student Ewan. East Kensington students enjoy learning, playing and exploring the outdoors at their unique school in Surrey. Contributed to Peace Arch News. The three have become lifelong friends, they say, with shared interests that go beyond the school's property. Many of the things learned they take home with them and influence their daily lives. I find that kids born who are more exposed to technology want to stay indoors and play or video games rather than go outside, said Henry, noting the difference between him and his friends and other children. The school's students also gain opportunities to learn the same topics as students in other schools, but just in different ways. Sitting in the library of the school, the three boys reflected on how in math class, they would go outside and create the equations with sticks they would find. Then, in addition, they would learn about the sticks they would find on their scavenging journey. Other fond memories consisted of telling a story only through natural objects found outdoors, which was a fun kindergarten experience they shared. You get more options to learn in a different way instead of writing on paper, Caleb explained. Two kids help each other during gardening at East Kensington Elementary. Contributed to Peace Arch News. The students also have a large emphasis on environmental work, from learning about how to care for animals and water, to visiting outdoor attractions for field trips and testing the water in various bodies found in Surrey, for example, Erickson Creek. The students also expressed slight worry with going on to attend regular high schools upon graduation, as no outdoor, land-based school in the district exists for high school students, yet. We talked about it for a bit. I think the desire is there, said Stephen Hardy, principal of the school. Concern about his students going on to regular high schools has arisen for some staff before, but at least in the small graduating student samples the school has, just 4 last year, the students have evidently gone on to succeed. We're small, so it makes meeting the needs of students much easier. We know all of our students really well. I know all of their names, which is typically hard to say as a principal, Hardy said. We don't have a lot of the technology problems here, which can be a thing at other schools, and we don't have some of the other issues like some of the vaping issues and those things, and that's partially because they stay a bit younger here. This phenomenon can also be seen by teacher Julie Forster, who has been at East Kensington for 3 years and has taught at other schools prior. Grade 7s at other schools, you would not see them just outside playing on the playground at lunchtime, but they go out and play. They're not standing around trying to be teenagers too early, they're just kids, she explained. East Kensington kindergarteners enjoy going to parks frequently. Contributed to Peace Arch News. The children do also participate in real science, she adds, with the current project being on the watershed near the school. No one else is monitoring this stream, so the information that they're finding out is real information that no one else is finding out. So as we get more data, they have opportunities to be real advocates, she said. Working with Arocha, an environmental stewardship organization based in Surrey, the work the students do actually goes back in reports to the city. Being able to go outside and see, hear and touch the topics they learn is an integral part of the Ecology program, Forster added. It's not just a concept or a picture or word read or a video we watched on the TV, but it's something they can see in real time. Students at East Kensington get to learn about different water streams at their school. Contributed to Peace Arch News. With registration for the school for next year opening soon, on January 27, the principal says there is room for another division at the school, with those interested able to contact the school directly to register. Students at the school also come from all around the city, as it is a choice school, not catchment. We haven't had to say no to anybody in quite a few years, he said.